Shalom and welcome. I am Richard Address, Director of Jewish Sacred Aging, and we welcome you to another in our series of Jewish Sacred Aging podcasts. These podcasts hope to feature conversations that relate to issues that touch on the impact of longevity within our community. And we welcome your comments and suggestions to rabbiaddress@jewishsacredaging.com. And we are very now pleased to welcome to our podcast microphone, Connie Golden. Rabbi Connie Golden, the recently installed president of NAOR, the National Association of Retired Reform Rabbis. Welcome, Connie. Nice to be with you.
Thank you.
It's good to hear your voice. And first of all, congratulations on your assumption of the presidency of NAOR. And this took place in January in Scottsdale, beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. And you are, if not mistaken, Connie, the first female president of NAOR, correct?
That is correct. I am the first. And I was also the first retired, the first Reform rabbi who is a woman to retire, although many have retired since then.
And so tell me a little bit about NAOR. For the people who are listening, this is how old is this organization now? I was seriously, how old is NAOR?
NAOR was formed in 1984.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's old, I guess. I don't think of that. It's so long ago. That's the year I was ordained.
As long as it's not retired, you're all right.
Exactly.
So talk to me a little bit about there's a presumption or perhaps an ill-conceived presumption that retired rabbis getting together. What do you do?
Oh, well.
But yet that's not the case of this organization, is it?
It's really not. And it's not a bunch of old guys just hanging out.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, no, I know. But it really is threefold. It is a chance for us to get together, first of all, once a year, to study together. We always have a scholar in residence, to pray together. We have worship services. And, then there's the social aspect, and there's some free time, and there are meals. And it's a wonderful way to continue to connect, and it's a great way for newly retired rabbis to connect with rabbis who have been retired for a while.
Connie, why do you think there's a need for an organization of retired rabbis? I imagine some people would say, well, you have your professional organizations, and in the Reform Movement's case, the CCAR, and everybody's always welcome at a CCAR convention. But you've walked through this organization for many years, and why a need for another organization?
I think the need was manifest to me at my first CCR convention after my retirement, where a whole lot of people said, "Hi, Connie, it's so good to see you, but what are you doing here?" So the CCAR conventions mostly, as well as the biennials, the URJ biennials, they're mostly for rabbis who are going to bring new ideas back to their organizations or to their congregations or whatever. We, NAOR NICS, as we call ourselves sometimes, we still want to study, but we don't necessarily want to study texts that we can then go and teach to congregants or kids or whatever. So we still want to study seriously, and this gives us an opportunity to study issues and topics through text that are relevant to us in our lives. Often at CCR conventions or URJ biennials, there's a lot of competition. It's how big is your congregation now and what are you doing, et cetera. So when we ask it, or the question, what are you doing, we might hear, oh, I'm volunteering at a library, it's wonderful. Or from me, people would hear, I've learned Braille and I'm transcribing textbooks for children into Braille for the school system. I mean, we are interested in each other and what we're doing, and we're not competitive.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting, because I know that there's a certain, even though people may not want to admit it, a competitiveness in the other meetings. But it sounds like that this is a real sense of collegiality that doesn't exist in other places, because we're not worrying about, you know, stealing members or what, or comparing, you know, the size of my congregation or this latest book. Although I know several of the colleagues who have retired have written novels, because I've spoken to several of them in other venues. By the way, is this organization is not, or my, it, is there a parallel organization with the conservative movement?
Oh dear, I honestly don't know.
Because it's kind of unique. I mean, not, or it really seems to have carved out its own unique niche.
It does,
within the rabbinate.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It does have have its own niche. And honestly, I don't know if any other movements have it. But when you speak about colleagues writing books, many retired rabbis have written not only novels, but books about themselves, books about Midrash, whatever. And it's, you know, a colleague, a rabbi who's retired has the time to do that.
So let me ask you a question, because since you're the president of this organization and you deal with Na'or and the membership, let me ask you and pursue a little bit about this concept of retirement. Because my sense is that especially amongst the younger generation of colleagues, the baby boomer, first stage baby boomers who are retiring, people, men, women in their 60s, they're looking at retirement very, very differently. And I would imagine that they're starting to now come to the Na'or meetings. What have you noticed in the last couple of years? Has there been a shift in population? Has there been a shift in what the colleagues are looking for at these meetings?
There has not yet been a shift in population, which is somewhat disappointing, but I think that colleagues are retiring later. I think now they're retiring in their 70s because in terms of health, they're healthier, they're exercising, they're eating right. Many, many congregations and organizations have ask them to stay on longer or have agreed to let them stay beyond 65. And I think many colleagues are so driven, so passionate, and so tied to their work that they may not have developed other interests. And so if they retire, what are they going to do? So I think the age of retirees, if anything, is starting to be older. I think what we're missing, not only Na'or, but the CCAR, I'm not sure where to find it. And maybe Jewish Sacred Aging can help us. Most rabbis are missing the guidance needed to know, how do I know when I'm ready to retire? How do I go about retiring? What do I do when I retire?
Well, it's very interesting, because I was going to ask you, it leads to a question about how much, for want of a better term, counseling Na'or is beginning to do around that exact question. I know that in the newsletter, and we'll talk about the electronic stuff in a minute, you did, in the latest one, put a blurb with the book by Danny Roberts and Michael Friedman, and we had them there. They're actually on a Jewish Sacred Aging podcast from right after the book was published. We had them both on as a podcast. It's archived on the Jewish Sacred Aging website as an attempt to sort of like saying, just started to answer those questions. So in the conversations or some of the breakouts, have you started to talk about, you know, that transition from full-time work into what it means to retire?
Well, we haven't really, because you have to be retired to be a member of Na'or. We need, what's needed for rabbis anyway, is a transition from working to retirement. And once you're retired, you're in Na'or, And you can be any age. I mean, if you retire at age 40, you can apply and be send your dues in and be a member of NAOR. But most people don't, again, because they think it's an old guys network. NAOR has a lot of energy now because we do have, maybe it's because I'm retired now, so my people my age are there and somewhat younger. I'm 73, and there's energy. But honestly, I don't know. I need ideas for how to get people who are considering retirement, don't really know what to do, et cetera, to get into it. The RPB, it's wonderful. They have financial seminars. But we need counseling seminars for people maybe in their early 60s. I don't know.
So have you talked to the CCAR, the National CCA, you know, or the North, our office in New York, about developing in partnership some of these transitions seminars?
I must admit.
Or is that a bad question?
It's a slightly bad question. I must admit I haven't gotten very far. However, the CCAR really does want NAOR presence at CCR conventions. And I would have pushed for such a session at this coming year's convention, but it's in March, and I'm going to be circumnavigating Australia on a cruise ship. So, sorry.
Probably beats Atlanta.
but maybe I can get something set up for next year.
Yeah, I would think that as the rabbinic organization that we're a part of expands its opportunities for learning for colleagues, this would be a natural, because there is, as you mentioned, lots of challenges as you move from full-time work to what the next stage is. And my sense from talking to you and talking to some other colleagues who have made this transition, that if they have a plan and they're going into something that they really want to do, that transition is A, made easier, and B, much very, very fulfilling. Let me ask you, Connie, also about spouses, because I know from just my somewhat tangential knowledge of NAOR, actually from my old regional director when I was a young rabbi starting out in Los Angeles, Irv Herman and Ag Herman, of blessed memory, Irv and Ag, who's a gem. I think she helped pioneer the fact that spouses, rabbinic spouses, have a very, very large role or have an important role to play in NAOR. Can you just talk about that?
Sure. I'm not positive, but I think they're the couple that started NAOR.
Yeah, I think so too.
With a few other people. Too. Spouses and rabbis are equal in NAOR. They're equal members. They pay equal dues. Their badges do not say rabbi or spouse or doctor or anything. They are absolutely equal members. Now, so far, everybody could tell who the spouse was. But now that we have women rabbis who are coming in, now it's really wonderful because now we're just all equal. And nobody knows who's the rabbi, who's the spouse. So I think we'll be able to do a lot more positive things with that concept. We have had women who are spouses lead workshops. At this point, women can hold any office except president, first vice president, or second vice president. I don't know. Maybe in the future that will change. It wouldn't be so bad.
What was the what were the major themes of this year's conference? Conference is the beginning of January. This year was in Scottsdale, Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. What were the major themes?
Well, it's interesting because generally, quote unquote, the way we've always done it is that we've had a scholar in residence who presents three sessions and several workshops. This year, we wanted the theme to be something about the progression of Judaism in the world, so that what would Reform Judaism be like when our grandchildren are in positions of leadership? So we asked Jonah Pesner to come, the leader of the Religious Action Center, and he was booked and booked and booked, but he really wanted to come, so we completely changed our structure. So he was our main theme, but he spoke only twice. Our workshops were varied, as they always are, because they're generally the workshops are led by people who ask to lead a workshop. So it's often by their about their books or their interests. But what was very interesting this year is that we were able to pull out of the kind of basic, heavy, scholarly emphasis, and our opening night program, which usually is number one of the scholar, and heavy, and we've all just flown in and we're tired and who needs it. This year we had a very light opening program. Rabbi Debbie Prince talking about her book on the chocolate trail, which was, you know, somewhat text. I mean, it was history. It was about the Jewish part in the development of chocolate through the ages. But then we went into the more scholarly with Jonah Pesner, but even that was energetic and full of wonderful, wonderful information and motivation for all of us old people, right, to get to stay active, to do things in social action. And Jonah said that if we go on the website of the Religious Action Center, there are many, many opportunities for people who are older, who are individuals, who can't do a project with a congregation. There are still things to do. And my push, as I was installed at the end of the convention, was the same. I kind of based it on the rabbinic try one mitzvah at a time thing that many of us use on the High Holy Days. But I did use it during my installation speech, and I said, forget about the fact that you're retired. Forget about the fact that you don't have a congregation or organization to do things with. Just do things you can do by yourself. You can still do mitzvot. You can still feel fulfilled by them, and you can still engage in tikkun olam. And I said, my mitzvah for this year is to get involved in the Jewish Sacred Aging Project.
I would imagine with Jonah, he would have alluded to the change in administration and the real need for increased activism and social justice work. I would imagine he did that. And I would also imagine that there was a lot of hallway talk, too, that dealing with the change in administrations.
Both are true, although I must say on Jonah's behalf that he did not mention any names, but we knew.
Yeah, well.
We knew, and he really was, to a great extent, pleading with us to please stay active, pleading with us to help all of us get through the next 4 years, if not, heaven help us, the next eight. But he was. And it turned out, you know, when we picked Jonah, we had no idea what would happen in the election.
Oh, no, nobody did.
We did this
nobody
a year did. Ago, January, we decided on.
Yeah, nobody did.
But he did, you know, he had free reign, and he did. So we were all energized and directed.
Well, around. I'm sure, because for our generation, the ACA repeal and replace, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security issues are going to be a major social justice concern. Before we end, because just going to be out of time soon, the NAOR website, if somebody wants to check it out, if somebody wants to get involved, how does one do this? Where do you go electronically?
Okay, electronically, honestly, it's in my favorites, and so I don't remember exactly. But electronically, I would say to just go on a search engine and write out completely National Association of Retired Reform Rabbis, with spaces between words. It's not uppercase, lowercase sensitive, but you will get on a search screen, what will come up then will be a couple of choices for, in all caps, N-A-O-R-R-R as one word, and that will connect to our website, which has just yesterday been completely updated. And it's wonderful now. It has some pictures from the convention, a lot of information.
So again, anyone who is transitioning out, is formally retired, regardless of age, is eligible for membership in NAOR. And I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I think it's NAOR,
NAORRR.org.
National Association of Retired Reform Rabbis
.org. Okay, make sure you have three R's in there.
Well, you're gonna have three rabbis, but you can also have three R's.
Yes.
By the way, have you been asked to change it to the North American in honor of our Canadian people?
No, we haven't.
Or hasn't that come up yet?
We have not. I know Nifty did, but that's a very interesting point. And we do have Canadian rabbis who come to conventions.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they haven't mounted the barricades for that.
I don't know how many rabbis are retired. We have two who were at this convention. Neither of them said anything.
Wow. Connie Golden, the newly installed president of the National Association of Retired Reform Rabbis, thank you very much for giving us your time and insight into the convention and some of the goals of NAOR. And we thank you very, very much. And I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Have a great time on the cruise. And hopefully we'll be able to do some stuff together in the future. So you take care. Say hello to Jerry for me. And
I will.
Enjoy everything.
Feel free if anyone wants to contact me to give out my email address.
Which is?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know it. It is R-A-B as in boy, dot. Golden, G-O-L-D-E-N, like the golden rule, at Cox, C-O-X, dot net, N-E-T. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, honey. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you all for listening to this edition of the Jewish Sacred Aging Podcast, the latest in our series. All of these podcasts are archived on our website, www.jewishsacredaging.com. And again, we welcome your comments and suggestions to rabbiaddress@jewishsacredaging.com. We invite you to visit the website and the site's Facebook page, and we look forward to greeting you at our next session. And thank you for your support and attention, and a reminder that these podcasts are recorded through the facilities of Lubetkin Media in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. L'Hitra'ot, everyone.